Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said one evidence of the value of the Bible is the character of those who oppose it. We're happy to have the privilege of being with you today and once again being able to study from the Word of God. All right, let's get to our study now. And we're talking about David's statement in the 50th Psalm and verse 21 when David said, "Some of you seem to think that I'm just like a man," that is God speaking, "that I'm just like a man, and you can deal with me just as you deal with men." Well, certainly it is not true that God has human limitations. He is without those limitations, and we ought to be impressed with the fact that when God says something, he means it, and he has the ability to carry out whatever it is that he has said. When we said sometimes we can hide things from our fellow man, we also impressed the idea that we cannot hide anything from God. He knows all. Also, sometimes men go back on their word. They say this is the way it is, but then they go back on their word. Either they change their mind, or they are unable to carry out what they have said they were going to do. But friends, that's never true with God. You're not dealing with a man. There is a difference in God and man. And the fact is, when God says something, you can depend on it. No wonder then, Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, we have a more sure word of prophecy. You can depend on it. Why? Because God always keeps his word. And when the Lord promises, as he did in John 14, that he would come again, you can expect that to be carried out because God always keeps his promises. Some doubted that in 2 Peter 3, and they thought the Lord's not going to return. But Peter explains, the Lord's just giving you opportunity to repent. Time is given for you to change along those lines. When the Bible teaches that there is a day of accounting, and God says that he's going to hold us responsible for our conduct, you can just mark it down. You're not dealing with some man who might change his mind about it, but judgment is ahead of us. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we may receive the things done in the body, whether they be good or bad. Another thing to remember is that we might mock our fellow man, deceive them, and make fun of them, but we can't mock God. God is not just another man we're dealing with. We can't make fun and deceive God in any sense of the word. In the Galatian letter, chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, the record says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Now I'd like for you to go back and look at that passage again. Be not deceived. I don't know of any kind of deception that would be worse than deceiving ourselves. Self-deception is involved there. Don't deceive yourself about this. God is not mocked. We have learned that we cannot defy the laws of God in regard to nature and still survive. There's just no way we can do it. When we laugh at God's laws in regard to electricity, we end up paying the price when we violate his laws. When we decide that we don't have to listen to God's laws in regard to gravity or anything like that, we might as well wake up to the fact that God's laws are constant. And even though we don't like them, that's the way it's going to be. And we must accept God's laws along those lines. So when we recognize that in the physical realm, why do we have problems recognizing it in the spiritual realm? Can you imagine somebody who thinks, well, God means exactly what he says in regard to laws that govern our universe, but when it comes to spiritual laws, I can make fun of, or I can ridicule, or I can ignore the laws that come from God. Friends, it's not going to do us any good to stand before God and say, listen, you know who I am, and we'll try to impress God by who we are. That's not going to do us any good, is it? We're not dealing with men. We're dealing with the Father who is above us, who is all wise, knows everything, and therefore must be respected. I cannot mock God. There's no way that I can deceive him. I need to understand that when God says something, he means exactly what he says. Look at the people in the world today who've tried to tamper with the law of God. There are people who've decided, well, the Bible says certain things, but our view is, and then they go ahead and point out what they would like for the Bible to say. The Bible doesn't say it, but this is what they would like for it to say. Well, does that mean God will look down and say, well, you wanted it another way, so we'll just change it for you? The Bible says women ought not to preach, but our feminist movement has said women are being deprived if they're not permitted to preach. And so we've come to the place that many religious bodies have just totally ignored what the Bible says about women and the leadership role in regard to worship. Well, does that mean God changed his rules? Friends, you don't mock God. God means what he says. He has always been constant along those lines. He doesn't change it because we don't like it. There are people today in our country who are trying to remove what God said in regard to a perverted lifestyle. But all of the efforts men put forth do not change what God said. You can't mock God, and what God said is constant. We're not dealing with men, we're dealing with our Father in heaven. I hope that as we've studied this week, we've been able to impress on your mind the fact that God is not like men, and we need to be obedient to his will. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.